Roll pinkies. Here we are once again.
Testing.
There she is. Turn the heat off.
System ready.
All right, looks like we're ready, according to the little computer girl. This car that I'm driving today has a very significant clutch, I must say. Very heavy clutch, which is just terrific because I've been driving around a little Audi A1 all over the back country roads of Ireland, and that car did not have a clutch. Well, it had a third lever for your foot, but that clutch was like as light as a feather. That car kept stalling out on me too. Well, not stalling out, it was bogging out. Sluggish. Alright, which way am I going? Nobody knows. I'm already on the wrong track. Okay, we'll go this way. So many things to tell you about pinkies. Oh my life. So I'm just back from Ireland, like not even 2 days ago. I was driving around in a tiny little four-door hatchback across the the moors. So I am back in Canada where it's safe and sound. And I'm excited to be out driving a real car. Anyway, the car... Now, let's just a minute. I don't want to be disparaging against the Audi A1. It was a gorgeous, great little car. Just perfect. Perfect little car for that country. And a very nice car indeed. Amy, Grits to Glitz Amy, I told you you should have got an Audi, a little Audi A4 or something. Not the bloody Lincoln. I've seen you drive, woman. You need a car that can handle the corners. You should have got an A4. Anyway, I'm glad you're happy with your Lincoln. You know, my middle name is Lincoln. And when I was in school, they called me Stinkin' Lincoln. So I'm going to have to call your car Stinkin' Lincoln in honor of myself. All right, I got to figure out where the heck I'm going now. I am back from my lengthy vacation off the continent, and my first priority is to get a haircut. So I am headed there now. So that is the big adventure we have before us today. So I suppose you want to know all about Ireland. Well, it was a grueling flight, I have to tell you, to get to Ireland. 10 hours crammed into a tiny little seat. Oh, finally my message got through. That's Mr. Anderson telling me something I probably don't want to hear. You know, we spent like 10 days together. Non-stop, without any kind of break. In a country where we couldn't tell right from left. You know, folks, this was highly dangerous of me to be going off to a foreign country where the roads are backwards. And I barely can tell my right from my left on a good day. And you send me to this godforsaken country where everyone's driving on the wrong side of the road. I have to admit, I think twice drove on the wrong side of the road and was surprised to find a car coming at me. But yeah, I think that's pretty good. We did 1,300 kilometers. That's like 1,000 miles. A little over 1,000 miles we doddered around on Ireland. We went to the big city of Dublin. I loved Dublin. Dublin was very cool. Super old buildings, obviously. And the people there, very young town. It's a college town, a university town. At least the area I was in. But even overall, it seemed like there was a young group of people. It was populated by a youthful group of people. I mean, there were old people there and stuff, but by and large, the town itself, the city itself, was very youngish and hip, super cool haircuts. Everyone looks very well kept there and dresses very nicely. Their pants actually fit. There was not a single droopy, baggy, panted teenager in sight around there. They were all very hip and cool, like they just stepped out of a Vogue magazine. So that was a lot of fun. The interesting thing about Ireland is any town, even the big cities you go into, you go down one block of a city street and all of the buildings on the block are stuck together. You cannot fit a credit card in between the buildings on a typical block. So that was really interesting to see. And every building, of course, they're all like 200 years old too, right? Brick buildings and all these gorgeous old pristine architecture, interspersed with a little bit of modern and stuff, and then all these railroad tracks there, sorry. All these buildings are, of course, completely different colors, wildly different colors, very, you know, pastel-y type, variations in color. So that was really, really interesting. Even the teeny tiny little towns, the little burgs with 600 people in them, there'd be a main street of two blocks and the buildings would just be crammed together. It was really interesting to see. Of course, we didn't just stay in the city. I wish we would have stayed in the bigger cities like Dublin and Galway. Galway was another hip city. But we were driving around on these old country roads. Now, folks, when I tell you, if I were to talk about an old country road here in Canada, I'm talking like a road overgrown with brush and like one lane wide. Well, in Ireland, this is the type of road that they consider to be a national highway with the speed limits up in the 60 mile an hour mark. So, I mean, these roads are very tiny, very skinny indeed. I'm sure each side of the road is only 8 feet wide. And then on the side of the road in our country, there would be another shoulder as wide as the lane you're driving in. No, in this country, your lane ends and there's a tree and brushes and bush and fences, not 5 feet or 10 feet away, but like a foot from your rear view mirror, there's these bushes. The roads are so skinny. I don't know how else to describe it. So there were some very death-defying drives in this country, down very tight roads. But the people did seem to be nonplussed by this. Everyone was doing like a 60 miles an hour down these roads that I'd be nervous about driving a motorcycle down, and they're just flying. I will say, though, that the drivers in Ireland are very good. They are very well-skilled drivers indeed. So some of the more country-oriented drives were very, very scary. I am not afraid to say that some of these roads we drove on were very scary. And even some roads you'd go down that are only one lane wide, and then you'd meet up with another car and one of the two of you would have to back up like a half a mile to find a notch to creep into so that the other car could get by. Like, seriously. And that's this is a normal everyday road for these people. And here we are driving around in America with our big fat cat cars and roads that are 16 feet wide, right? Oh, so silly. Man, you just don't realize how good you got it until you go to some other country. Oh, ooh, big construction going on here. Yuck. They could have warned us of that, couldn't they? So driving around Ireland was a really quite a lot of fun. I did enjoy myself. I fairly quickly came to be familiar with driving on the wrong side of the road, despite having difficulties with left and right, and picking up the funny traffic lights. The traffic lights were very tiny. You really had to watch out for them. And all the funny road markings, the paintings, the little Cyrillic paintings on the road, you know. What the hell does a squiggly arrow with a line through it mean? I don't know. Every intersection in that goddamn country is a roundabout. I'm serious. There are no T or cross intersections. And even the freeway has roundabouts. You'll be going along speed limit, you know, 70 miles an hour, and then you hit a roundabout. Boom. That was very odd. Oh, we got a good green light. There's cops everywhere. I'm for surprised my police detector's not going off. There were no police in that country, by the way. We only saw once somebody pulling someone over. Once there was a cop pulling someone over for driving like a maniac. Oh, yes. Oh, what's going on? I have to attend to my... What the hell, yeah. First day back in Canada, and my textualizing is not working. And, of course, I'm not allowed to be dicking on my phone. There's cops behind me, and I'm dicking on my phone. Because my text messages won't go. What else did I tell you? You know, we stayed in these pretty nice accommodations. They were supposed to be... I thought they were going to be castle hotels, because they're all called the Finston Castle Hotel and St. Ross Castle Manor and all that kind of stuff. Well, what this is... This is another form of false advertising. The hotels we stayed in were indeed not actually castles, although there was one castle. There was one, technically, I guess you could have said, the new buildings built in 1976 were attached to this castle. But, or maybe it was 1876. But only one was technically a castle, although most of them were called the Castle Manor. Just because you can throw a stone and hit a whiff of a castle should not allow you to put the word castle in your hotel name, I think. Anyway, the accommodations were fine. One of these places, I was certain we had stepped into the set of Fawlty Towers, because there, this one hotelier, all these places are like family-run hotels, right? So, by hotel, I mean like a rather large house with six rooms in it, and the owner of the hotel sleeps in the basement, and... You know, kitchen, the breakfast is served in their kitchen and what have you. But anyway, and the hotels nonetheless, the proper suite with a bed and all that. A bed and a toilet and a tub. Anyway, this one guy was so flustered because all of a sudden there were all these Canadians arriving. Now, I gotta tell you about all the Canadians we were traveling with. We get to this hotel. This guy is super flustered. He says, "I'm so sorry," in his Irish accent. "Please have a seat in the salon, and I will be with you as quickly as possible." He had to get drinks served to some other people, and Oh, he was just beside himself. So that was rather humorous and fun, and just the setting of the hotel, it was exactly like an old English manor, old carpets and wooden stairwells, and just some really charming houses we were in that were hundreds of years old. In fact, one of the places... So listen, I've been driving around this goddamn country for 4 days, jammed into this dinky little car, and my back got... I fucking killed my back. I got my sciatica nerve or something. I'm not a doctor, Dr. Quack, but my meniscus was beside my hypersplasia condylitis. So I was wrecked, man, just completely wrecked. I was so sore. Oh, I'm missing all these good corners. Is that a cop back there? Oh well, we're gonna have to just make... Oh, look at all this traffic on a Sunday. Don't you people have somewhere else to be? I've been trapped in an Audi A1 for 7 days. Better crack the roof. I need some air. So, my back was so sore after the first 4 days of driving. We pull up to this very nice hotel. You know, King St. James era. I don't know. Was a 1700s built home. And so... You know, all the rooms are all very dainty and typical Irish form. So I asked the lady, oh, my back is killing me. Is there a spa or a fitness center? And she says, oh, no, she says, sir, this is a period house. So much for a nice relaxing back massage in a hot tub. Ugh. Oh. Oh, my life, eh? Oh, what a life we need to live. So anyway, I thought that was cute. Oh, no, sir, this is a period house. Well, the bathtub was nice. I was able to run. They did have hot running water, thank God. So I survived. So, several... wonderful experiences. The scenery when you got out to the country was just incredible, remarkable, magnificent. What can I say? And several castles. It was really interesting to see all these castles. I quite enjoyed the castles. I enjoyed the driving. Some of the terrain there is so dreary, though. Oh, what? It looks so rugged and mean and just devoid of any life except for the odd moss and a green piece of grass sticking out of the ground. You also had to watch out for the sheep jumping out in front of the road. I mean, I don't know what the business model is for these farmers with their sheep just hanging out anywhere they bloody well feel like it. But you got to keep a sharp eye, I gotta tell ya. All right, I'll talk to you in a minute. So I have to tell you, we had an angel looking over our shoulder for this driving trip around Ireland of 1,000 miles. We made the split decision to buy or rent a GPS from the rental car hire company. And what a godsend that was. We would have been so lost. You know, I spent like 3 days printing out Google Maps. And Google Maps are not helpful. Let me tell you something, stupid fucking Google. Google, you can take your map and you can shove that thing up where the sun don't shine, if you ask me. So, I had stacks and stacks of these fucking printed paper Google Maps. My luggage, by the way, was only 14 and a half kilos. which is about 30 pounds of the allotted 50, by the way. I want you to know that this homosexual managed to travel late with only 15 kilos of luggage on the way there. Anyway, back to the story. We said, you know what, let's get a GPS. It's only so much money. It's like 50 bucks. So we did, and my God, that thing got us all over that country, and it was very nice. It was the smartest decision we made on this entire trip. We made several unsmart decisions, I have to tell you. But the GPS girl was a blessing. So if you're ever going to Ireland, don't cheap out. You will never find your way through the backwoods of Connemara Park. Although she did often send us up people's driveways, thinking that there was a route to the other side of the mountain through some person's farmyard. So there were a few glitches, but by and large, of the 1,000 miles she drove us down, she only got about 5 miles wrong. So that was a real, we were so fucking lucky to have that, especially in the city of Dublin, with its own one-way streets and all the garbage that goes on in cities. Speaking of driving up someone's driveway, we wanted to go to this castle, the Dublin Castle, I think it was, the main, a big deal castle. In the heart of downtown Dublin. So we're following the GPS around like a boob, you know. And it takes us through this gated, into this sentry system. Like behind these gigantic iron gates, and there's a guard on one side and a guard in a shack with his finger on the button to whether or not to blow you up or to open the gate. I'm not sure what that button was for, but he never pressed it, thankfully. we're here to this, because we're, you know, the GPS is driving us to the castle. So we pull up to this guard. We're here to see the castle. And the guy says, straight faced, deadpan as you could ever be, nope. He said, nope. So he didn't offer any other assistance. You like turn left and go down a block. He didn't say, get the fuck out. It was just, nope. So we turned around. We pulled out and we found another way. That was rather priceless. We're here to see the castle. Nope. Oh my God. That was so funny. So we certainly did have a good time, I gotta tell ya. Alright, so I gotta tell you about all the other Canadians that were on the trip. Alright, here's the deal. We sign up for this package deal. You buy an airplane, you pay your money, you take your chances, you get an airplane ticket, a bunch of hotel stays, and a free car to rent a car for a smoking deal. So great deal, we opt in and we sign up for this deal. Well, of course, we were not the only Vancouver people who signed up for the big advertised deal on the biggest, you know, Vancouver travel website in the world, or in Vancouver. This airplane, which held 285 people, of the 285 people we were sardined into on this airplane, 100 of the couples, that's 200 people, boys and girls, were all on the same joyride that Mr. Anderson and I were on. So we get out, everyone's going to the same car rental place to get their fucking car, so 100 couples get off the plane and expect to line up at the Hertz rental desk And of course, you got to get a bus first, you know, because all the cars are off the property. You're not anywhere near the airport. They're all off property. So here comes a bus that holds 8 people, and there's the 200 waiting to get on the bus. So we stood in the rain, pouring fucking rain, when we got to Dublin. Thank you, Ireland. We're standing in the fucking rain waiting for buses. You know, as 3 buses come and 8 people get on, and then a bus pulls up and he's at the end of the line. So everyone at the back end of the line hoards onto the bus because we're all starting to feel this horde mentality. So, you know, Mr. Anderson and I in the middle here, we're never going to get on any bus because we're just going to get fucked over. So we decide to skip the bus and we'll rent a taxi to take us to the Hertz car place so we can get our bloody car. Well, we attempt to do this. We go up to the taxi and I'd like to go to the Hertz office, please. And another, we get, nope, I'm not taking you there. Well, why not? Well, I don't even know where it is, he says. Well, but it's just a... And he's really pissed off, this guy, that we're asking him to drive us to the Hertz Center. Well, it turned... So he refused us. So I get out of the taxi line. Sorry, just driving a little here. Got to pull into a tight spot. We're at our first destination, of course. So we get in this... So the guy refuses. So I told the taxi attendant man, like the airport taxi ninja, Nazi, the taxi Nazi who works for the airport. I said, he said, well, what are you doing? Why are you not taking the taxi? And I said, well, he refused. He won't take us. No fucking way. No fucking way, he says. He has to take you. So the guy takes us, and he's pissed off because he's been waiting for 2 hours to get a fare. And, of course, the first fare he gets that he wants, you know, $80 to go to Dublin is 2 jerk-offs who are going 5 miles up the road for $10. So that's why he didn't want to take us. So we had a little altercation with the taxi man when we got there, but, well, he had to take us. Anyway, more later, I'm at my first destination, and wait till you hear what else happens. So, guys, you got all these, Canadians get off the plane, pile into the Hertz rent-a-car. We managed to get to the Hertz rental office within a decent time, period of time. Oh my goodness, I kind of made a boo-boo here. Excuse me while I drive like a maniac a little bit. There we go. We get in. Fortunately, we were like the 8th or 9th couple at the desk trying to get our car. So that's when we got our little Audi. Fine. That Audi's a good car, by the way. I might be making disparaging remarks about it, but overall, I was very impressed with that Audi, especially in this country for this little job. Oh, it's a great car. Just the perfect car. Lots of red-headed boys and girls in Ireland, by the way, in case that wasn't going to be obvious. They're all so good-looking. Even, you know, we went to the zoo on a Sunday like idiots. We're such dumb people, you know. So anyway, here we are at the zoo with thousands of other families with their babies and their children and the mums and the dads. And they all these dads just look so good. They're so handsome. These men in their 30s and everyone is just looks so nicely put together. It's just one of the most vibrant places I've ever been. The most beautiful looking people I've ever seen. And, well, maybe, nah, but really, really down to earth, wholesome looking, healthy, gorgeous people. Anyway, enough about the people. Even the older men, we saw, we had a couple of picture swaps. Would you take my picture? I'll take your picture. With a couple of older gay gentlemen. And oh, they just look, even the old folks look fit. Obviously, not everybody's fit. There were fat people there, too. Oh, that's so disparaging. Anyway, so we get to our hotel, and, you know, kind of the point of going to a different country is to meet the people in the country and to see what they're like and talk to them and share your stories and all this kind of stuff. Well, everywhere we bloody went were the bloody Canadians. You just could not get away from them. And then it turns out, you know, we're all staying in the same hotels on the same days. We're all in the same package. So all the hotels are full of these bloody Canadians. And so you couldn't get away from the Canadians. The non-Canadians that were there, which were very few, were... I met more people from other countries than I did from Ireland. But the Ireland people I did meet, they're so happy and they just seem so carefree, and it was just the most nicest place to be. I'm serious. Everyone was in such a good mood and they were fun and funny and flirty, and it was just so much fun. Anyway, the short story is we couldn't get away from the goddamn Canadians. We did find a nice... we were sitting in the bar of this Faulty Towers, this Faulty Towers hotel we were in, and we did have a nice evening with the there were actually real Irish people there, so that was really fun. They sang songs and they forced us to get up and tell jokes or sing a song, and I learned about the Noble Call. I'm not going to get into it, but and we just had a really nice time talking to the people and about their politics and how harsh it was in the 70s and yeah, all this kind of stuff, right? It's really interesting. It was quite interesting. When you could finally get the ear of an Irishman, they were so delightful. And like, you know, we pull into this dinky little town and hungry, looking for something to eat, and I couldn't figure out from the Gaelic, do I have to pay for parking or not? So I went into a dry cleaner and talked to this dry cleaner dude, and we just had like a 10-minute conversation. Where are you from? What do you do? Everyone here is writers and poets and drunkards, and he was going on, and it was just so much fun. It was a good time. I have to say, it was a good time. Anyway, my phone, my bloody iPhone, which I've left for a week on its own without being powered up, is suddenly having a fits and starts, and it will not let me get into it. This is the same phone that I threw on the ground and smashed into 1,000 pieces, so it might be done for, this telephone. It has my notes about all the important things I wanted to tell you about. Anyway, this episode's getting long. You're probably sick of hearing me yik-a-yak on and laughing at my own jokes. So, I am the Fade Driver. This podcast is a member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Find other great gay and lesbian-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. You can email me at FayeDriver. No. Where are we? I am the Faye Driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Don't go to Ireland. You'll never come back. I mean, in a good way, you know, not in a coffin.